a satellite navigation system for Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. In Europe this morning, $700 million in contracts are being awarded to companies beginning work on a satellite navigation network known as Galileo. Here to tell us more is Marketplace's Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard, joining us live from London. Good morning.
Hello, Bill.
Stephen, why do the Europeans want their own navigation system when they have GPS and it's free?
Because GPS is American. It's controlled by the U.S. and the U.S. military. And although it's unthinkable that the U.S. would switch it off over Europe, the European Commission in Brussels has for a very long time wanted the absolute security of running their own system.
We'd never do that to you, Stephen.
Of course not.
Is the system really that much better than GPS?
It'll use more advanced technology than GPS. It's expected to be more accurate, locating positions with a margin of error of about a yard, whereas GPS can be several yards out and up to 10 yards out in some cases. It's not designed to replace GPS in Europe. It will work alongside GPS, so satellite navigation system owners and mobile phone users in Europe will be able to use the two systems interchangeably.
Well, it sounds quite expensive. Is it worth it?
Well, this is a critical question, and you're right. It is going to be very expensive, more than $7 billion, probably a lot more. European taxpayers will foot that bill. There was an attempt to get private companies involved to bear some of the cost, but that attempt collapsed 2 years ago, which doesn't bode too well for the commercial viability of the project. But the EU is pressing ahead. They think there are going to be big economic benefits, as GPS has benefited the US economy. Whether Galileo will do the same for Europe remains to be seen.
Marketplace's Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard, thanks so much.
Okay, Bill.
Some economic news out of Europe this morning was not what anyone wanted to hear. The Eurozone countries report retail sales fell unexpectedly in November. And major European stock markets are down around 0.5% this morning. Asian markets were down almost 1%. The good news from that region came from Samsung. South Korea's biggest company predicted a fourth quarter profit of $3.5 billion. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 stayed flat after some mixed news on the U.S. economy. We found out private companies cut 84,000 jobs in December, which would not seem to bode well for the big monthly unemployment numbers that come out tomorrow. The Nasdaq lost 0.3% yesterday. The Dow added less than 2 points and closed at 10,573. So many banks have gone bust lately, the FDIC's Deposit Insurance Fund is running dry. The agency wants to replenish it, and it's taking an interesting approach. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports the FDIC is considering charging member banks more if they are involved in risky behavior.
This is the latest move by the government to address excessive risk-taking from the firms that helped create the financial crisis. The FDIC board is expected to vote next week on rules intended to reduce risk-taking. One aspect of the rules would link the fee banks pay into the FDIC insurance fund to executive salaries. Banks would also pay less if they had clawback provisions that allowed them to take back bonuses if they were based on risky trades or investments where the banks lost money. The FDIC already requires banks to pay more into the insurance fund if they accept big, high-risk deposits or rely too much on money from the Federal Home Loan Banks. The FDIC uses the fund to pay depositors if their bank fails. More than 150 banks have failed in the past 2 years. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
It just got a little harder for you to rent an almost new movie. Netflix has agreed not to send out the latest Warner Brothers films until 4 weeks after they've left theaters. This gives Warner Brothers more time to sell DVDs, and in return, Netflix gets a steep discount on those movies. Rival Blockbuster says it will keep on making DVDs available as soon as they are released.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
On Florida's Space Coast today, the governor, Charlie Crist, is touring some aerospace facilities. And what's he looking for? Jobs. NASA is winding down the space shuttle program, and that's going to put thousands of people out of work. Marketplace's Bob Moon reports there are only five more shuttle flights to go.
Three, two, one, solid rocket ignition, and liftoff. Liftoff on a voyage to the future.
Worries about a future without the shuttle program are taking on new urgency, with 7,000 Kennedy Space Center workers facing unemployment in the coming year. And the fallout could hit another 12,000 whose livelihoods depend on those jobs, from fast food to health care. Frank DiBello is leading the state's post-shuttle development efforts. He says it's not just Florida that stands to suffer from the loss of so many high-tech jobs.
To not preserve those would be ceding U.S. leadership in international space exploration. And I don't think the White House wants to do that. I don't think anyone in the country wants to see that happen.
No matter what President Obama decides about the country's future in space, it could be at least a decade before America is ready to send astronauts into orbit again aboard its own rockets. That's about as long as the Cape Canaveral area languished after the Apollo moon flights ended. But DiBello says times have changed now that everything from telecommunications to national security and climate research depends on space.
Space is pervasive in our everyday lives, and its applications advance the technologies being applied in these other areas.
DiBello is busy promoting workers he hails as innovative, disciplined, and safety conscious, but he concedes that nothing can replace the size of the workforce that's been needed to support the shuttle program. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, Virgin America is giving five Chihuahuas a free cross-country flight. See, there's a huge overpopulation of Chihuahuas on the West Coast. One theory is Californians fell in love with the little dogs because of Paris Hilton and Legally Blonde and Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and then we fell out of love with them. Another theory is the California housing crisis has forced people to give up their homes and their pets. Anyway, lucky for the dogs, New York still loves them. This is Marketplace Morning Report. We hope to see you online. I compress the week's business news into a 60-second poem called The Marketplace Minute, and you can see it at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.